The title story of The Witch and Other Tales Retold is a retelling of Hansel and Gretel. But in Gene Thompson's version, Hansel and Gretel are two modern-day children who have been neglected one time too many by their father and his current girlfriend. And instead of a gingerbread house with a witch, they arrive at the home of their state-appointed foster mother. Here's Gene Thompson reading an excerpt.
Mrs. Wojo stooped to get down close to us. "Hello, children." She had a powdery face with powder under her lipstick, too, so that her red mouth was worked into paste in the corners. She wore eyeglasses with pink frames, and her hair was gray and puffed out. Like her house, she had layers of smells. Soap, hairspray, undergarments, Pond's hand cream. And in the moment her face was closest to mine, she breathed out, and I smelled not just cigarettes, but something black, dead, fouled in her, and I knew her for what she was, and she saw that I knew it, and her eyes glittered even as her mouth still smiled.
In her new book, Gene Thompson takes on familiar fairy tales and translates their core elements to her own mostly modern-day American settings, with endings that aren't all happily ever after.
What I wanted to do, I suppose, was take those mythic or magical elements and strip them down to show maybe what might be mythic or magical or remarkable in our everyday lives. I know what you mean about not happy endings, but there are a few that at least aren't quite as bleak as some of the others. And one of them is a story called Inamorata, which is
the Cinderella story.
Yes, it's
and
Cinderella.
One thing I also noticed about that story is that's really a story told from the princess.
The
point of view of the prince.
Yes. He is a young man who has suffered a kind of traumatic brain injury at one point, which leaves him a little impaired, but very functional and very lovable. And his name is Roy, so he's called Roy Boy. That's his nickname, which is actually, you know, King Boy, Prince. And he wakes up one morning from a heck of a hangover and finds that there's this shoe by his bed, this beautiful lucite sandal that someone must have left there, but he's danged if he can remember what happened. So he goes searching for Cinderella. I think it's one of the more warm-hearted stories, you know, because there is the possibility of true love and how it might work out between Cinderella and the prince. So that is a very, if not exactly ordinary set of circumstances, at least a realistic and recognizable, I hope, set of circumstances that we could all say, oh, yeah, there could be a guy like that, and these things might happen, as opposed to the fairy godmother who shows up and turns the pumpkin into a coach and this sort of things.
You're working from tales which do have their roots in tradition and, as far as we know, have been honed over the years by constant retelling. So, do you think that background for those stories is responsible for what you find important in them?
What is it about the stories that makes them resonate with us? That was what really fascinated me. I love the short story form, and I don't think it gets always quite the respect it ought to. And so what I wanted to do was deconstruct these stories and say, why is it that they resonate with us? What are they at their core? And Cinderella, just to follow that up, seemed a story about the lonely search for love. How does this happen?
It seems, as I looked over the stories, like it's not always the plot. Some of your stories follow the structure of the original fairy tale fairly closely, and some of them do not. So is that an indication that there are elements in these stories that you're reaching for that aren't necessarily just what happens from one point to another?
One of the things I was asking myself about each particular story, and this was really the fun part, is what is it that's the most important element here? And say for Hansel and Gretel, the witch, I had all kinds of fun with the witch, with the plot of that. But the heart of the story seemed to me the idea that the children are abandoned. The stepmother and the father take the children into the woods and try and abandon them there. Well, these children, you know, my children, the children in my story, the brother and sister, are the children of a kind of a ne'er-do-well father and his girlfriend, and they don't so much attempt to get rid of them as they're just not taking proper care of them. they leave them in a car while they go whoop it up in bars and things. And it's made clear at the end, somebody messed up here. The real betrayal is not that there's a witch or a witchy-type foster woman in my story, but here's a father who has not taken care of his children and who is all too ready to abandon them.
Did you have, as you first started trying these retellings of fairy tales, did you have some reservations about tinkering with classic story elements? Were they intimidating in some way? And did those reservations fade as you continued your work?
I had to feel my way, as you do with any piece of writing, but I got on a roll with it, and I was really having a lot of fun. And also, what your question suggests is that there is one authorized version of these stories, and that's really not the case. We all have different levels of knowledge of different versions of these stories. And one of the things I had to do as a writer here is kind of relinquish some of the pseudo-control that you hope to have over your audience, that it's more fun to read a version of Hansel and Gretel if you do remember that the witch gets shoved in the oven at the end and that she's more hateful to the little girl than she is to the brother who is being fattened up to eat. It's more fun if you know that, but I can't rely on a reader's necessarily knowing the story in that much detail or remembering it in that kind of detail.
Did taking on this particular challenge, reworking these classic fairy tales, teach you something or give you some experience as a writer that'll be useful to you in your future work, do you think?
I just had a blast writing these. It was so much fun to have a kind of a template. Here's a story that I'm allowed to play fast and loose with, to do a kind of a improvisation of. So one of the things it did for me was just kind of revitalized the process of storytelling for me. It would be great if it would do so for a reader, too, but that's very hopeful of me.
Jean Thompson's latest book, The Witch and Other Tales Retold, is a collection of stories based on famous fairy tales. It's published by the Penguin Group's Blue Rider Press. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media.